We pray for blessings. We pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the seven sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, all your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. You know, I know you're all sitting on the edges of your seat because of our guest tonight. We have the wonderful Anthony Marock back with us. And most of you know Anthony. I'll tell those in chat. Chat's not horribly full right now, but the queue is. And so, yeah, we've got a considerable amount of callers. They must have heard Anthony was going to be here. Anyway, a little bit about Anthony. After years of struggling with addiction, Anthony began to question his very purpose in life. It was during one of his lowest points he began to pray to God and surrender his life to him. It was at this point his spiritual awakening began. Things started to happen that did not make sense. He started to hear, see, and feel things that were not of this world. Teachers showed up out of nowhere, making it seem as if he was on a divinely guided path, which contained some sort of predestined plan. Anthony was told he was a psychic medium, and so began his development with spirit. Today, Anthony is an intuitive counselor, life coach, psychic, and a psychic medium. He has taken classes with various teachers and was hand-picked, trained, and is now a certified medium by world-renowned psychic medium Lisa Williams. In 2014, Anthony opened for Lisa Williams at the Mayo Performing Arts Center in Morristown, New Jersey, during her East Coast tour. He then went on to deepen his connection to spirit by being mentored in England for 1 year with world-renowned psychic medium Tony Stockwell. At the end of his mentoring year, Tony awarded Anthony the Excellence in Evidential Mediumship and Psychic Awareness Award, the only one in the class to receive this award. You can contact Anthony at Anthony Maracca, www.anthonymaracca.com, or I think mediumanthony.com, but I'm going to pull him on the air because you guys don't want to hear me. You want to hear from him. So let me find him. I got to scroll a bit. All right, there he is. Anthony.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Yay. I'm so excited that you're back with us. And so how's it
Thank
going?
You.
It's like I haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. It feels like forever. That's for sure. I was talking to your husband while I was waiting. He was telling me how great of the weather it is down there, and I'm a little jealous of that right now, to be quite honest with you. So,
is it cold?
No.
Is it cold up north?
You know what? It's not. It wasn't as bad today, but it's been a rough winter. You know, I have this weird obsession with snow. I love snow, but I'm over it this winter here because we had like this kind of like front-loaded winter. You know, usually it's like kind of still warm in December, but it was so cold. You know, we had like this crazy long, you know, below freezing, you know, 17 or 18 days or like 0 degrees. So I'm just over at this point, even though it's February, but it looks like, you know, some good signs ahead that we may go into spring. But I'm jealous of your guys' 70, 83 weather.
I know. It's like, although if it makes you feel any better, we had like 4 winters this year, you know, given the fact that our winters don't last longer than a week at a time. But And you know, I'm talking when it gets in the mid-50s, we're putting on socks and shoes and long pants and coats. And so, right now, it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's been in the mid-80s during the day, drops down in the 70s at night. But, it is beautiful. It's beautiful right now.
I think you know what it is too. I was just talking to someone about it today. They're like, "Wow, you're done with winter?" Because I love snow, and it's interesting because I just felt like you know, with kids now, you know, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and literally like, you know, being trapped inside most of the day, it's you know, so much better when you have the warmer weather when they can go out and do their thing.
Yeah, and I am jealous about that because all my babies are grown up. So I don't get another baby until my granddaughter has one. And so you have really good ages there. I know it doesn't feel like it all the time, but I think. So I just kind of miss that. So we both have a little jealousy with each other. And but I know that you've got some stuff on the books right now, too. You have... you have an event coming up on February 17th, and you also have a class that's going to be starting in March. You want to tell us a little bit about that before we go on?
I mean, I have an event coming up on the 17th here in New Jersey. I have a gallery demonstration of mediumship. It's actually sold out, thank God. Great, thank you for that. So that one's sold out. I have a class. I have another event right after that. I think I have one the following weekend in New York at the place Peppermill South, and that one's sold out. So I'm pretty good on my events right now. I do have a class, you know, I hate to say it like this, so... I think what you're asking me is, I think you're talking about the mentorship class or the beginner's class. The beginner's class just started literally last night.
Okay.
And that's an 8-week course. And then I do a private mentorship with some mediums. I'm actually just finishing 5 months with them. Actually, I was just on one of the calls with one of them before getting on. But that's sold out already, my next mentorship, too. So that's 5 or 6 months, and that starts in March, too. So... I've been busy, you know. I just put today. But today
okay.
I just posted about I have a demonstration gallery March 28th that I literally just put up this afternoon in Hartsdale, New York. So if you're around the New York area, Westchester County over there, I'll be in Hartsdale, and you can find that on my website. I didn't even get to put a chance to put it on my website yet, but the Eventbrite's out there.
Yeah, and can they, I know I pulled up anthonymaraca.com, but can they also, is it under mediumanthony.com or no?
Yeah, it is. It's funny,
okay.
I can't believe you remembered that. I was like, she remembers that. Because you know what it is? Because everyone spells my last name wrong. And so when I first did my website, when I first, you know, came to do readings professionally, I was like, you know what, maybe I should just get Medium Anthony too, so this way it's kind of simple and easy. I don't have to explain it or spell it every time. So, yeah, it's mediumanthony.com. That will bring you right to my website as well.
Okay, cool. And I wasn't sure if you kept that, and I didn't actually put it in before we came, so I thought, okay, I better verify this before I start telling everybody to go there. Although everybody knows I will have Anthony's website up on Keeping It Real with Cindy on Facebook right after the show, along with, if he allows, a link to his Facebook wall. Is that okay?
Great.
Anthony?
Awesome.
Okay, cool. And
it's
so you'll be able to
so
go over there
and
just...
It's so funny because you have Ken there, and he has such a... I mean, he only just has... He doesn't have the A, you know? I guess you say his last name, Emrock. Emrock?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's, you know, and I was struggling with yours at first, and the first time I ever had to say it on air, I was like, okay, I'm going to screw this up. And you told me I did it right. And so, but his is a little bit harder. Maroc. I'm going to say Maroc. Tell me if that, well, no, I'm thinking Kins might be Maroc, but I don't know. He'll have to tell me in the chat room if I'm saying that properly. But I thought it was Maroc, so it's close. Just leave the A off the end. And he's actually such a great guy. He takes care. He's takes care of my Facebook wall for me. And so he's one of those that's been around forever, and he takes care of everything. And he did say that is it. So it's Maroc. So it's almost exactly the same as yours. You know, you have to wonder if there's, like, some history where somebody just dropped the A at some point.
Well, I don't know if you ever heard the story. Someone just asked me today. I did an interview earlier today, this afternoon, and they'd asked me about how to say my last name. And they asked me, what is that? Is that Italian? Is that, you know, I said, it's actually Polish. And they said, really? I said, yeah, my grandfather came here. My father's father came here. My last name should be Maratska. And so he at the Ellis Island, he dropped the Z because he was like a bookie. And so to run numbers back in the day, you needed to sound Italian for respect, I guess, you know. So he went up to Massachusetts, and he was like a bookie or, you know, did numbers up there. And sure enough, he dropped the Z. So that's how it's Maroca. It should be Maratska.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, I know I'm not surprised at all that everything that you've booked is already full, and so that doesn't surprise me, but I'm guessing that you have more coming up that you're probably working on, so people can kind of just keep in touch with what's going on your website and on your Facebook wall, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's always everything's always listed, you know, everything's listed. I shouldn't say that because I'll be honest with you, I'm the worst with keeping, you know, I have a VA, a virtual assistant, and so, but I don't know, sometimes, you know, I forget to send it to her to be updated. So usually my Facebook wall is always up to date, you know what I mean? So not
okay.
My personal, but my actual, you know, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's like Anthony Morocco, Medium Anthony Morocco. No, what is my Facebook? It is Anthony Morocco, Psychic Medium. And
Anthony, okay,
so
I'm
going to
make sure
events,
I put that one.
Yeah, I always put my events up there, you know, if doing classes, anything like that. And the best way probably also, too, is if anyone wants to stay in touch, if you go to my website, you can literally click on the newsletter. And, you know, put your info in there and, you know, you get one a month if that. But you also get, the cool thing about it is that I also pick a monthly winner for a free reading out of there. So like a 20-minute reading, I think it is. So if you put the information there, one, you'll get the newsletter. So if I'm doing a class or there's an announcement of that, you can, you know, you'll find it there. And the second part of it is, you know, you get entered into, because I pick a winner from the newsletter. Sometimes I pick a winner of the, you know, for a reading. Sometimes I pick for just a psychic reading. Sometimes I pick maybe for tickets, you know. It depends if they're in the area, clearly. So there's always stuff that I'm giving away with the newsletter.
Which is way cool. And, yeah, I'm in there. I keep waiting. But
never know.
I know. So, you know, we didn't talk a lot before the show because you've been so crazy busy. And besides what you do, you have those sweet little ones running around your ankles all the time. So what is it? What would we like to talk about tonight to get out to the listeners? And, yes, guys, he's offered to take a couple of calls for one question readings towards later on in the show. So just hang in there. I know you're all waiting, but we're going to talk a little bit and then we'll get to you. And
yeah,
the one thing that they do ask, and I mean this from my heart, is please do not private message either one of us, because it goes up right in the middle of our screen. We can't see anything other than the private message. So, you know, I'm a good multitasker, but not that good, because I'm also getting messages on Facebook. So if you don't mind, please don't private message us here on Blog Talk.
I didn't even know you could do that on Blog Talk. I never even seen that.
Yeah, yeah. You can private message, you know, anybody, each other. You can go into private messages with each other when you're in the chat room. And
yeah,
they can private message me or anyone else that's in the chat room. And I guess you've never had it happen, but I'll have a show, and I'll be getting messages on my cell phone that are messages still long that I have to scroll. And then I'll be getting screens coming up for private messages in Blog Talk and at the same time private messages in Facebook. And I'm not that good of a multitasker. So that's why I asked not to do that. But what topic should we speak about? What does everybody want to hear?
I put it out to the chat room there too. I said what topic should we speak about? No one's answering. I don't know. I mean, what do you want to talk about? What's been going on? What's been going on with you? You know, any spiritual questions you have? Can I answer for you?
Well, and here's the thing. I think, you know, I take a lot of phone calls myself, and I see, what word am I looking for? Similar periods of time where people that don't even know each other are struggling in the same sort of way. And recently, I've seen a lot of personal issues with people having issues with other people and that sort of thing. And, you know, I kind of think it has something to do a lot of times because of seeing this similar things over and over again with the energy that's out there. But
yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on...
I really think, I hate to say this, but looking at it in a sense of the bigger picture, right? So I think, and I hate to bring up politics, but I think the political arena has been gotten so ridiculous. And I don't care what side you're on, if you're on the left or the right, you know, I think that energy is out into society right now, in consciousness in some degree, where I think bring that into social media now. I do think that there's some degree here where you have people that, you know, sit behind the keyboards and normally wouldn't say the things that they would say if they were in person or if you were, you know, in front of someone, you know, at a store maybe. And so I think that energy is actually been spilled into, you know, our society right now. And the problem with it is, I think, where, you know, again, going back to, you know, leading up to the election, where I think in a sense here, 2 years of darkness. So I'm just going to say that. You know, I remember someone telling me, there was a guy from England that I was talking to, and he's, you know, he's a physical medium, and he said that his God talked about, like, 2 years of darkness for the world. And so thank God we're in the second year already of it. But I think something eventually has to break, because I don't think that we can literally continue on as a society the way that we're going with the amount of, you know, push and pull between people. I mean, I'm even talking down to even like a local level, not even on like a federal level, where, you know, last night I was, you know, I live in a small town here out in New Jersey now, out by the woods. I'm close to Pennsylvania here where we moved. And so, you know, it's a small town, and I mean, we don't even have a police force in my town, put it that way. The state police actually to help us. But, you know, on our little Facebook thing, someone started, like, you know, ranting and raving about our town mayor, and the guy's, like, the nicest guy in the world. And so it was just interesting to even watch it like this, you know, and someone finally said, like, it's funny because these people wouldn't normally say these things if you were in person. You know, everyone's a tough guy behind a keyboard.
Right.
So, I think that's, you know, so I think the political aspect and, you know, it's been, you know, I don't know, like, but from the bigger picture, the good news is, right, the bigger picture of this is literally for anything to heal, it has to come to the light, you know?
Right.
So when we talk about 2 years of darkness, you know, and I thought about it, what this guy was saying, and I thought, you know, again, we're in this, you know, shadowy kind of era right now within our country. And all this behavior has to come out, you know, it has to come out for a purging, and it has to be released there in some way. So I don't know, you know, collectively, I feel like it may get worse before it gets better. I hate to say that. But I think, you know, and I hate to bring, like I said, I hate to bring up the politics, but I think that energy is what brings even to what you're saying about some people are just more nasty to each other. Some people are, you know, for mediumship, I know, you know, there's skeptics out there, and I was a skeptic myself. I was one of the, you know, I was talking about this on the interview today. I was a hardcore skeptic. I thought John Edwards, when Crossing Over was on 17 years ago or 18 years ago, I was sure those people were paid actors, and I changed the channel. And, you know, and then long and behold, everything happened to me when I had gotten sober, and, you know, and look what I do now for, you know, clearly I'm a believer. But you know, as far as my business Facebook page, you know, I constantly get people come and try to attack me there too as well. So, you know, it's interesting to see, and it's been more so now than probably I've ever had to deal with, to be quite honest with you. So it's interesting to see that now as well. So, you know, like I said, it might get worse before it gets better, but it has to come. You know, it's funny. I posted this meme on my Instagram, and my Instagram's my name. I'm always posting, you know, inspirational type memes on my Instagram. It's just my name. It's Anthony Maraca. If you can find me on there, if you want to follow me. But I posted this meme about like astrology a couple weeks ago. Like about, I don't even want to say because it was a bad word, but it was something to the fact of, it was a funny meme about, you know, someone using their sign and justifying their behavior. So. I think everyone took it wrongly because I believe in astrology, but I don't believe in it to justify your behavior. So, you know, like the meme said something about, you know, someone being a Scorpio and, you know, oh, it's because, you know, I did that because I'm a Scorpio, and that's just how it is. You know what I mean? And like,
oh, yeah,
like,
no. I do
no,
get
Susan,
what you're saying.
No, Susan, you're just
there.
A B-I-T-C-H. You know what I mean? Like, you know, instead
yeah.
of saying astrology. So I think people took it the wrong way. But the reason why I'm saying that is because, again, I do believe in astrology. And if you follow some really good astrologers, especially on Twitter, and they kind of get into the, you know, not so much the political aspect, but the chart of our country, and then the chart of the world, too, right now. It's interesting to see that America is going through this new adjustment, and it's Pluto return. And it's like Pluto return is every, God, I forget, it's something ridiculous, like every 100 years or every 40 years or something. I'm not an astrologer, so don't quote me on it. It's just what I've been reading about. And literally, that's the end of it is 2020. So I think by, you know, our by 2020, I'm hoping for a shift, really, in some of the energy, because it's it is nasty out there. You know what I mean? It is nasty out there, unfortunately, and I think the political spectrum has brought, you know, shaking that and has put this out into the world right now. But again, it has to come for us to heal it. And you know what? The best thing we can do is, as an individual, I can still just hold the door for people. I could still be nice
right.
to people. You know, when people reach
right.
out to me on my Facebook Messenger, and I was just saying to someone the other day, don't take this the wrong way, anyone, if you messaged me, but, you know, saying to someone the other day, like, Facebook Messenger is like having the old AOL. Remember the old AOL Instant Messenger? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, you're
do,
always on,
yeah.
you know, you're always accessible. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, I'm like, sometimes I get bombarded, and I'm like, and I feel bad because then they see I read it, and if I don't respond, then it's like this whole thing, you know? But, you know, again, it's you know, I still get back to everyone, you know, even if it takes me
right.
time, you know, I'll try to help whoever I can. And, you know, that's what I plan on doing. That's what I've been trying to do. And sometimes, listen, sometimes I bite my tongue, too, you know, like, again, I don't know why I think of memes. There's a funny one about Yoda I posted about a while ago. Like, if into the comment section you go, only pain you will find. You know what I mean? Like, you go into one of those, you know, you click on an article and you go into the comment section. It's like crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
these
it
people
is.
Are crazy. And so I bite my tongue and I just don't engage into it, you know? Or if I even see
right.
my friend, or, you know, I want to respond, but I just don't want to engage. I'd rather, you know, I'd rather be at peace than be right or wrong or whatever. So it's
exactly.
an interesting outfit.
And, you know, I think people with this nastiness that's coming out, I think people tend to forget what a gift diversity is. I just wrote something on another wall recently because I was seeing so much bitterness going on between people. And, you know, I just wrote up something saying, you know, diversity is a gift. It's a way for us to move forward. It's a way for us to learn. We don't have to agree, but if everybody thought alike, how boring would the world be? And, you know, you're not going to change that person's mind any more than they're going to change yours. And we're not going to change our thoughts until we have an experience that causes us to change those thoughts. And you know, it's like you just respect those that that don't think the same as you do is the same as you would want respect for your thoughts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It, you know, you just move on. It's like, can't we be what the saying, kindness is free. And so if you
just sprinkle it,
you
everywhere.
Know, take a deep breath and step away from the keyboard for a few minutes and come back and you'll think differently.
Keyboard muscles, you know? Ken's asking, I just want to be clear because I was looking at the chat room. Ken's asking, is that 2 years or is it coming? No, the 2 years I think started actually at the election. So that's what they were saying. So we're in our second year of it. Hopefully then things start to change or turn. But like I said, astrologically, it was 2020 when Pluto makes its return, and that's on the Americas or on our country's chart. So we're going through this. Pluto is the planet of underground, of the deep-seated stuff. So literally, and it takes a long time to move around. So that's why I said, like I said, I think it's every 100 years or something crazy. So we're literally being dragged through the bottom now to be able to shift into a higher state of consciousness. And again, it has to happen. The other thing too, I just want to answer Ken here too. So he asked me about hearing more about my year in England and how
did
that
know.
Go.
I was going to bring that one up. I thought that was a great question.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was interesting because I was talking about this earlier today in an interview and they were asking me about it. And I didn't spend the full year in England. What happened was, I agreed to, I met Tony Stockwell here, and then, you know, having a chat with him, he's telling me there's one spot left in a mentorship in England. And, you know, out of my mouth said, I fly. And I was like, where the hell did that come from? I don't even know. What the heck? And so I wound up flying nine times over an 11-month period there. And it was interesting. I don't know why. I was thinking, it's so weird that I was, again, because I was just thinking about this like 2 days ago. During my time there, I would fly there. I would fly, you know, from Jersey to London and to Heathrow. And then there was 3 trains to get to the hotel. And then, you know, even coming back from where Tony's studio was, I think it was 2 trains. So it was like 5 trains every time. And but it was wonderful. It was my first time really. I mean, I went to Italy, I think, like the 6 months before. That was the first time I ever actually left the country, which is kind of funny. But I really enjoyed England. I loved it there. I loved the culture there. I loved their accent. But I loved the food. I loved everything about it. It was really wonderful. I'm so grateful that I had the experience to go and be able to train there. And under Tony's guidance, and you know, he really helped me with my mediumship and learning to surrender more to the spirit world to give deeper meanings, deeper messages for those, you know, for our loved ones on the other side. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. At the time, I think, you know what it was? Yeah, it was. Phoenix was just born. I think Phoenix was actually born during my mentorship. So I did miss my kids. But it was wonderful, but it was tough because I would fly out on Thursday night here, our time. I would get into Heathrow at, 7 a.m. or something, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., England time Friday morning. And literally, sometimes I would fall asleep and sometimes I wouldn't. But I would get there, and like I said, I had to take 3 trains and, you know, a cab to get to the hotel. And so by the time I got to the hotel, it was 1 o'clock Friday time, and I really wasn't, you know, sleeping that well to a point where instead of, because the first 1 or 2 times I went to sleep, and that was the biggest mistake I ever made because they're 5 hours ahead of us. So when I woke up from that nap on Friday, it was like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, third time, and then I was supposed to really be going to bed, and I was up all night, you know, because realistically it was, you know, 5 hours later in my mind. So what I started to do was I would get there, I would check in the hotel, and there was a gym right around the block. So I would go to the gym and actually do cardio and walk just to keep me awake. And then I would come back, eat, shower, and then go to sleep. And then I was in class literally Saturdays and Sundays, and I would pack up, leave Sundays. I would, you know, bring my bags to Tony's studio. I would get back in the train and go back to downtown London, and I would sleep at a hotel by Heathrow, and then literally I would leave – early Monday morning, I would fly out of Heathrow and be back here. So, but it was tough. Like I said, I never adjusted. Now, do that, and then on top of it, it wasn't like I was just sitting there for class in theory for 2 days. No, I would get there, and Tony would be like, Anthony Maraca, get up and dem. You know, and I'd be like, what the You know, so he would constantly, you know, make me get up or, you know, all right, pair off. And so it was a lot of work in those 2 days, and meanwhile, I was running on, you know, a little sleep, but hey, you know, I just, you know, spirit provided, and you know, it was really, really. It's an experience that I loved. Looking back now, I miss it. I don't know why I just got emotional almost. I missed it. It was something that I was able to, you know, to do. I'm grateful for spirit for allowing me to do, because my wife was like, when I said I'd fly. And I like called my wife leaving after talking to Tony. I was like, yeah, it's one spot. I said I can have it. And she's like, are you crazy? Do you know how much it costs just to fly to, you know, to London, you know? And I was like, no, you know. And I came home and I looked, and it was $1,000 each way. And I'm like, what the? You know, and I said, well, I'm going to do it. And as long as I commit, I will show up. I have 7 months. And, you know, by the grace of God, literally, all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, I started getting more money at my day job. So it was so weird how it all happened. It was like it was meant to be.
It was guided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely guided. And I think that's with anything, not just with any, you know, just a medium, but anyone can use that guidance. You know, I just read an awesome book. I just want to say about it real quick. Outrageous Openness. It was someone told me to, you know, suggested it to me. It felt really important. Always trust what you guys feel when people are telling you things or whatnot. Someone told it to me. I thought I felt really important, so I got it right away, and I ordered it on Amazon. It's by Tosha Silver, her name is, and it is just it's a wonderful book about letting the divine take the lead and about how to do it in some sense, you know. So for me in my life, that's how it works for me. You know, everything that I do, I surrender. I've had some mediums actually come to me recently or reach out to me and ask me, like, how do have I gotten so many opportunities, or, you know, when I post up, you know, all my upcoming shows. And it's funny because I say back to them, I didn't do anything. You know, what I did was I worked on myself. I worked on my mediumship, and all these, you know, anything that I do really has been guided, or I've surrendered. Like, the place came to me, sent an email, hey, you know, we want you to be here, or I got asked to do a dem or a gallery somewhere else. And so for me, just how it works for me, I totally surrender to spirit, and I allow the highest good to kind of come forward, instead of creating from the small self, creating from the ego. I want, I just give it to them and say, well, you know what's best, I'll follow you, type thing. And so this book actually was just wonderful. It's not like a self-help book. It's actually synchronistic stories of her life when she started to do this, but then also, you know, some of the prayers and intentions and how she did it. So, yes.
Diane has a question, but really quick, I wanted to say, I can't agree more. And wait, my husband that you just talked to on the phone, Wayne, most people here know him. And I talk about this all the time, because that's how our life works too. It's like if something is supposed to happen, it comes to you, and you just trust that what is supposed to happen is going to. You know, I don't like. Of course, we wanted to come to Key West, but we didn't think we'd be able to do it or afford it. Or, you know, you can come up with a million reasons with your ego or fear to not do something, but suddenly everything starts falling in place that leads you to what it is that you're supposed to do. And I'm assuming we were supposed to be here because we ended up here. And it was, you know, one of those things that everything, there were so many snafus, so many problems, and yet everything worked itself out. Every single little thing worked itself out as we moved along. And it does that for us all the time. And we've been married for 41 years, and every time something feels like it's going wrong, if we just surrender and trust, I'm not saying we get in abundance, but we get enough. Yeah. And you know, we never – so I think that's cool, but I like Diane's question. She wanted to know from you, so how do you totally surrender to spirit? And I'd like for you to explain that one.
It's through prayer, you know. Like the quickest and fastest way I can answer that is through prayer, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, like, there's so much dogma around that for some reason, you know. I think because of religion, you know. And it's so funny because – or maybe it's within my own self, because sometimes when I, you know, I post on my Instagram about – through prayer, through this, through surrender, and I'm like, oh my God, people think I'm like some religious nut. You know what I mean? Like, it's through prayer and intention. So the intention is the prayer. You know what I mean? So you know, if I'm constantly so, and that's what I was talking about with the book too. So if I'm constantly in a sense of this prayer, so you know, throughout my day, or if I need to make a decision, I surrender it to spirit. I literally pray. I ask my guides. You know, I literally journal. I still journal. It's something that, you know, the students that have worked with me know that. It's something that I've told my mentorship students to do. And still to this day, I mean, the book is literally sitting next to me. Every morning I meditate. Every morning I journal. I take one page. I date it. I talk to my God. I talk to guides, and I write it down. You know, if I'm stuck on something, maybe if I want to journal gratitude, maybe I'm looking for some signs. Maybe I have a decision to make. And so I write it down. And then I pray on it. You know, literally, I surrender to the divine, letting them know. I already know that you have the, you know, you have the right way for me picked out, and I know my will is not, you know, got me into trouble. So I'm going to turn this over to you, and you'll show me the way. And then you kind of follow the crumbs. You know, you follow the
right
synchronistic moments that are starting to manifest around you, or you know, if you're having these repetitive thoughts. You know, that's the way that they're trying to talk to you there in some way. So realistically, it's really through prayer and letting go. So, and that's the surrendering part of it, you know, praying on it and then surrendering it. Again, it's, you know, some people don't like to use God, so that's fine. Use divine. Use universe. Use spirit. Use the power. You can call it the Star Wars. Call it the Force. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
you know, the thing that is guiding us, you know, like the universe, right? There's a power out there that literally will guide us if we get on. It's the flow of life, you know.
Right.
And the other
right.
book, I think I brought up this book to you guys. But The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer was one of the best books I've ever read about that. And here's a guy that literally, you know, wanted to be a meditating hippie and just find out what goes behind the mind and you know, what happens, you know, he wants to go deeper than the traditional conscious mind. And, you know, that's what he thought he was doing, but in the end sells a company for $300 million flying on a private
right.
jet, and that's where it starts, all because he surrendered. And he called it God, universe, the hand of life, the flow of life, what was being brought to him. He
right.
just accepted and moved forward with it. You know what I mean? So it's really, really, really interesting stuff.
Well, and I agree. I think also comes at a certain point, once you've surrendered, once you, excuse me, start going with the flow, then the trust comes in and you learn to just, it becomes easier and easier because of what is falling in front of you. You start trusting more, and the trust is what helps you to let go and just allow.
Yeah.
And so, but,
yeah.
Okay, so are we kind of ready to take, we have
yeah,
such.
Yeah, totally. I'm like looking at the time,
so
like, wow, I've been talking
people.
For a while. It's probably people getting annoyed.
Yeah, a little antsy. And we have like a very full switchboard, so I'm going to, my husband in the background, thank you, honey, he screens everybody and gets names and the question that they have. And so our first caller tonight is Kimberly. And what, before I pull her on, is there anything that you need from them?
No, just her voice.
No. And Kimber, we're only doing one question. We have so many people in queue.
Yeah, I'll try to knock
so
it out
we
quick
could keep
for
it. Yeah, we could keep it to one question, guys. But Kimberly is up first, and Kimberly, you're live on the air with Cindy and Anthony. Kimberly?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. And your question was around career. You want to ask Anthony your question?
Yes, I've been teaching for about 14 years, and it's not my passion. And I recently applied to a school, and I'm just wondering if I'm going in the right direction because I no longer want to teach.
Okay. So here's the thing. Your name's Kimberly? Kim, it's really weird. I have to start with this because as soon as, like, they said your name, I got really emotional. So it was really weird to me, actually, almost to the fact that I wanted to start crying. So I feel like I have to bring that up first because I just feel like that's where you're at right now in life. Can you understand that? I feel like even though,
yes.
like, I know that you don't want to do the job no more, but I feel like it's more than just not wanting to do the job. It's, like, painful, almost very emotional, like I want to bang my head against the wall. Can you understand that?
Yes.
And there's like a sadness, though, underlying to all this. There's a real sadness here, you know.
Correct.
Do feel like there's a change coming. For some reason, I'm hearing June. So I think by June, there's a change coming here. I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm not getting like this huge, strong sense of like you're going to be going to this school or where you applied to go to school. I feel like there's something else going to come up for you, to be quite honest with you. But I feel like by June, because that's the way that I hear it, literally, I feel like by June there's something significant that changes. And you're having a problem in relationships right now?
I'm not in one. I'm working on myself.
Okay, so just remember I'm saying this. That's good enough for me, so that's why I would understand on the issue of a relationship, because, like, I feel like Spirit's bringing up relationship to me, and so I feel like I'm supposed to tell you there's also a new relationship for you, but again, I don't feel it's today or tomorrow, but there's something around September, because I'm being pulled to September, literally, there. But
okay.
I also feel like, I hate to say it this way, but I feel like, don't shoot me, I feel like you have dated some real winners in the past, and you finally are, like, going to be ready to receive, like, the love that you've been searching for.
Yes, yes, yes. You are on it.
But I feel like that's by September, but by June there's a change in your career. And I feel like it's something completely opposite than what you're doing now. So, you know, I feel like happiness comes back around that time. But I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I just don't feel that it's the wherever you applied to go back to school for. I think something else is going to come up and you're going to want to go in that way.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
I'm trying
Thank
to stay
you.
Short for you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. It's okay. It's and you did, that was like, she was just blown away, it sounds like, especially when you moved into the relationship category.
Yeah.
But our next caller, number two, is, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correctly, Bryn, and pretty much just what, whoever comes through is, and
Hi.
Bryn, you're live on the
Hi.
Air with Cindy and Anthony. Is it Bryn?
Yeah, you got it right, and like a lot of people.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi. I just wanted to see if I could get a message that I need to hear right now.
Okay, hold on. You know, it's like a weird night. Like my first two callers, I feel like really emotional all of a sudden. So, Bryn, as I tune into your energy here, I just feel like there's been a real change, or there's like a, you're right on the edge of the change. Like I feel like I'm literally looking at you actually trying to make a change right now. I feel like you're right on the fence of making a change. Could you understand that so far?
Well, it sounds good. I'm hoping for a change. It's been difficult. It's been kind of hard for me.
All right, so I have to tell you, you're like on the verge of the change, or like you're on the fence of the change. That's the way that I keep picking this up here.
Right.
And would you also understand here, is your father in the spirit world?
Yes.
Because I just keep hearing dad. So I do have to acknowledge your dad's trying to come through here. And as I just tune in with him real quick here, I just feel like your dad, this is where I'm getting the emotional feeling. I feel like your dad is just wants to come forward and just acknowledging of the proudness that he has with you, because I feel like your dad wasn't able to say that, or he didn't say that when he was still alive. I kind of feel like in a sense your dad just didn't have a way with his words when he was alive. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I can understand that. Sure.
But I feel like he's like wanting to say that now, and there's got to be something literally in April, because in your family, because he wants to bring me to April, so like a birthday anniversary or passing, but there's an April connection that he wants to bring me to. Would you understand that?
Well, it's my grandmother's birthday, but that's on my mother's side, her mother.
That's fine. Then that's just a way then to acknowledge and who he's with there on that side. So if that's your grandmother, then he's trying to acknowledge on the other side. I get it's on the mom's side, that who he's with here. And there's got to be something around the 12th of a month, the 12th. Not the 12th month, the date, the 12th.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. I'm not sure.
just remember I'm saying it. I know on the radio it's going to be hard for you to try to figure out your dates. When I get a date, literally I can go up or down one, but it's like the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th, but it has to be right there, but there's the 12th. And you still have your dad's watch?
Watch? I don't know. I don't remember a watch.
You have a watch. Whose watch do you have?
I don't have a watch.
Nah, you have someone's watch.
Do I?
You have a brother?
I have a sister.
Nah, I feel like you have the watch.
Well, it must be somewhere. I don't know where it is.
I feel like you have your dad's watch, and I feel like it doesn't work. That's what I feel like he keeps wanting to give me here about it. And who had the lung issues, like lung cancer?
Lung cancer? Well, my dad had pneumonia when he passed on. There was nobody with lung cancer. Maybe his father. His father was a famous heart surgeon in the Midwest, but ironically, he smokes Lucky Strike cigarettes, you know, and he died of a heart attack. But I don't know if he had lung cancer, you know.
I just know that there was issues with my lungs, and I feel like, and I don't feel like it's pneumonia, to be honest with you. So I feel like your dad's acknowledging there's a male there with him on the spirit side that had lung cancer or blackness to the lungs. Blackness to the lungs always means lung cancer to me, so that's why I have to acknowledge it that way. I just feel like, here, again, I just feel like you're on the fence right now. Like you've been either praying or you've been asking for this change, and I feel like it's like right there, literally. I almost feel like by like March, like there's a change here, or your situation finally changes. That's the feeling that your dad keeps giving me around it.
Great, great. Well, thank you, Anthony. Thanks
I hope that helped.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Both of you.
Take care.
Check the watch. You have someone's watch, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Check the watch. And I don't know why, but my numbers are out of order. Let's see. I'm going down. All right. So it looks like my next one is going to be Diane. So I'll pull Diane on the air. Diane, you're live on the air with Cindy and Anthony.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Anthony. Woohoo!
Hey.
Hey. I just wanted to know if what messages Spirit may have for me.
Sure.
Please.
Let me just tune in with you here.
Okay.
Diane, this is really weird. You know, I kind of feel like all of a sudden, as soon as I tune into your energy, I just feel in a sense here like you've been doubting yourself, or there's something about you taking a step forward and then you take two steps back. So it's almost like in a sense like I want to push you forward, you know? I feel like literally like you keep wanting to move forward, but like you're holding yourself back. And there's something around like a lot of doubt around it too as well. Can you understand that so far?
Yep, sure can.
I feel like, I hate to say it like this, but I'm literally supposed to give you a swift kick in the rear to kind of push you forward. You know, I feel like doubting yourself. And for some reason, this is going to be weird, but I feel like we have a solar eclipse coming up. I feel like there's something like literally like they're pulling me to it. So I feel like something, I don't know what sign you are, but I feel like this eclipse is going to be big for you, or it's going to, you know, bring like a new seed to you there, or you're finally going to kind of break through the chains that have been holding you back there. But I just feel like in some sense, like you kind of keep yourself in bondage in some way, you know? I don't mean literally in bondage. I'm saying though, you hold yourself back. Like it's there for the taking, but you keep holding yourself back. And do you play with cards? Tarot cards or oracle cards?
Yes.
You understand that? Because they're literally showing me, like, you play with cards or you've been playing with cards. But I feel like, this is kind of funny. I feel like they're laughing about it because I feel like the cards that you get, you kind of know this stuff already, and, like, you are not paying attention to their signs in some way. So I feel like you should go back to playing with cards. And literally, you know, look for their signs. But, like, I feel like this solar eclipse is going to be big for you. I just feel like it's about to finally bring up the thing that's really been holding you back. Because it's like, again, why do you keep doubting yourself?
I think it's – I know why I doubt myself. I think it's more because I'm afraid of – If I mess up, you know, being laughed at.
Yeah. Are you a medium?
I've been told I am, yes.
Okay, because I feel like you're a medium, so I'm just going to tell you that. Like, I literally just heard
and there's
that,
that doubt again.
I know.
Sorry.
So
she should have just
you, like,
responded
you've been told it
with
already?
Yes.
Because I literally feel like you're sensitive, or you're energetically sensitive, and I feel like I literally heard medium through my mind here, so I know that they're trying to acknowledge that. That there's the mediumship there. And is your mom in the spirit world?
Yes.
Because I feel like all of a sudden I just hear mom, and I'm like, okay. So I have a woman here that's linking in here with me too as well. And it's funny because here's my emotional. It's like everyone I'm dealing with tonight, I feel like an emotional feeling here from your mom. I'm supposed to tell you from your mom, though, real quick. I'm asking her, just come forward and give me a message. I'm really supposed to also tell you thank you, because I do feel like you helped take care of your mom, or you were with your mom towards the end there. Can you understand taking care of her?
Yes.
And I feel like you were like a primary caretaker in some way. So I feel like you were constantly with her or constantly around her. And this is going to be weird, but just think about this when I'm saying this. Would you remember the last time, consciously now, her conscious mind, conscious memory, last time you would have said goodbye to your mom, you would have been on her left-hand side?
That would be right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Good. Because you keep putting you on the left-hand side here, and I know that she says to me the last time she remembers saying goodbye to you, you guys said goodbye, you were on her left-hand side. I also know there was a kiss here on the forehead, too, as well, so I do have to acknowledge that. And what's the deal with the ring? Like, literally, like, you either made, there's, like, a big deal about the ring. Did someone lose her ring?
I'm not sure. I haven't worn rings since I was 17. I took all my rings off because I would melt them because I forget to take them off in the evening.
So I kind of feel like it's lost, to be honest with you. Like, that's why I feel like I'm asking her, well, what about the ring? And I feel like she's literally taking it off, and I feel like someone lost the ring. Or do you not know where the ring is?
I'm not sure what ring it might be.
There's got to be a ring that someone has of hers.
Okay. Well, I have, as far as I know, I have all of her stuff. And the one thing that was really important was the cross that she used to wear that I had given her. And she, you know, would never take it off. And it came off the day she passed away. It was handed to me.
It's not a cross. Just listen to what I'm going to say here, and then you're going to have to check this out.
I feel like
she's acknowledging the ring. I feel like it's... no one wears it. I feel like it's lost. So I don't literally mean lost and can't be found. I feel like it's in a place where you don't even know where it is. You know what I mean? Or like you never did anything with it, type of a thing. Or it's like tucked away somewhere and like lost, you know, lost in a drawer somewhere. I just feel like she wants you to take it out there, in a sense. And there's something else here. I got to give this to you. You have three photos of your mom, or there's three photos of your mom that are still out in one room of your house. That are still out in memory.
There's a couple of photos. There's one that I keep out, and the other two are packed away right now. But
it has to be three significant photos. That's why I feel like it's not four. It's not one. She's giving me three photos that you have of hers.
Yeah, no. There's three that are significant to me.
Good.
That I've always loved of her.
Good. So I hate to say this, but take the other two out, because that's why she's bringing it up, because she wants them out. She keeps hearing out. That's why I thought it was, like, out of memory. But there's these three photos, and it's funny because your mom's being funny now. Like, she feels like she looks good in these photos.
Oh, she does. Oh, yeah.
That's how she wants to be remembered. Take the other two out and put it out there. And, again, your mom is, like, one of your biggest supporters there on the other side. So, you know, she's the one that wants to give you that swift kick forward.
I'm not surprised. I need it. And she was always my biggest supporter here when she was here in the physical world.
Yeah. She's still there on the other side supporting you. But, you know, just get into alignment with her. Get into the knowing that she is there, and stop doubting yourself and knowing that your mom's there trying to push you forward there as well.
All right. Will do. Thank you so much, Anthony. I really needed that.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, Cindy.
For calling in.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right. So we are at the 1 hour mark. So I'm going to leave this up to you. Do you need to go, Tony? Or Anthony, I'm sorry.
Let's take another one and we'll see where it goes.
Okay. And so our next caller is Patricia. And this one's regarding some finances. Patricia, you're live on the air with Cindy and Anthony.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Hi. Yes, I was going to ask about if there's a second source of income coming in for me, or whatever comes through, whatever you see.
Yeah. And just give me your name again.
Patricia.
Patricia. Patricia, this is weird. So before I just want to be clear on this before I give you what psychically I want to get for you. But who's been talking about moving, or who was wanted to move?
The only one I could think of is my brother, but I'm not really sure about that.
I feel like there's an acknowledgement that someone's been talking or wanting to move there. So that's why I want to, like, kind of tune into you before I give you what I'm giving you about your finances, just to see, to give you a piece of evidence here. But it's really weird. You know what? I don't feel it's your brother. There's no one, like, that literally talked to you about moving, or someone just made a joke recently about moving around you?
Well, I've been thinking myself that I think it's going to be time. I don't know when, but I would like to move.
So you've been thinking about that recently? Am I correct in saying that? Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was you. That's why when you said brother, I'm like, no, it's not your brother. So if you've been thinking about it, that's fine. That's how I'm just going to get into your energy to make sure I'm stuck in your energy before I give you what I'm going to get here moving forward. I actually do feel like there's a new source that's going to come for you. I'm not going to say it's right now, though, unfortunately, so don't kill me. But I do see here that literally there's news, or there's an offer of another stream of income. I feel like there's another job. I feel like there's another job that's going to kind of come forward here. I feel like what you've been up to, or like the scenario you've been in right now, so the pattern that you're in right now, I feel like it's finally over too. So I feel like there's like a completeness here. Like, where have you been, or like the worry of what you've had with finances, like, consider it over. There is a new position that's going to come here, or there's a new offering that's coming up here, and you're giving birth to something new. So I feel like this other thing, this stream, this job here is going to be something different than what you're even thinking of right now. So I feel that's a good thing. I do feel like, though, for some reason, if you want me to give you a time frame on that, because I don't believe it's today or tomorrow, but I do want to say somewhere around May. So I feel like right around that time. So, again, it could be the end of April, it could be May, but it could be beginning of June, but it's right in there. I feel like this offering is going to kind of come. And have you been, like, talking to a friend about it, or there was, like, an old contact you've been talking to about potentially wanting to do something, having this another stream?
No, I've just been pondering, praying about it.
Yeah. So,
I don't even know what I'm going to do.
So let me say this to you, because there's, like, something around, like, an old friend or an old acquaintance is going to come along and have a conversation with you, and I feel like that's where it's going to kind of come from. You know, that's where this offering is going to come from, to, like, do something else or to get this other stream of income coming. But, again, there's something about, like, you – I have to say this to you, so don't kill me. Don't ask God to move your feet if you're not willing to move them.
I understand.
So trust the signs and move with it, okay?
Okay.
But hang on, keep praying, but there's going to be someone comes along you're having a conversation with that's going to kind of open it up into this new offering here, but there is an offering about another job. I feel that's like a part-time thing.
Oh, good, yeah, because that could supplement what I'm doing at night, so.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's by, like, May. Like, I feel like by May you're already doing this.
Okay.
And stop
yeah,
worrying.
I'm just waiting for that something to make my heart sing, because I really need. Because what I'm doing now, I really am so burnt out. I need something new.
And someone needs to go to the dentist.
Huh? Is that me?
I don't know. Is your teeth been bothering you?
My teeth are in good condition, but lately they've been hurting a little bit.
Yeah, so you probably need to go to the doctor. I hate to say that. I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe. But I just literally heard dentist. So I just got to say to you, maybe you got them checked out when you come.
Okay.
All righty. Hope this helps.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Patricia.
You're so welcome. That was cool. I love the way that you read with so much energy. It's like you just go.
Yeah, it just comes through. It's weird, you know? I don't know, I get amped up about it. It's funny because when I get off later, I won't be able to go near my wife. She'll be like, get away from me. My wife's sensitive too. And so, you know, then she'll start getting anxiety. And so it's kind of interesting when I start to come down.
And I have to tell everybody again, you can find Anthony at mediumanthony.com or anthonymaraca.com, which is MROCKA, Anthony MROCKA. So So write that down. But it will be over on Keeping It Real with Cindy. So what do you want to do here? You need to go take care of your kids? Or you want to keep going?
Yeah, let's do we'll do one more.
Yeah, one more. Okay. And
give me one question.
Okay. And then I'm going to end today's show afterwards. And you're going to die laughing when I say this to you. But do you remember earlier on when you were on the show one of the very first times, you had posted something about a song called My Immortal?
Yes, I do.
And so I brought that one up just for you to play at the end. So, but our next caller is, where, you know, in Blog Talk, everything gets moved around, is Wendy.
Yeah.
And so I'm bringing Wendy on the air. Wendy, you're live on the air with Cindy and Anthony.
Bless you both. Thank you so much. Anthony,
yeah.
I've been with my employer for about 7 months. I'm going through a training right now for almost another month. Will I survive the training and keep this job at least 2 years?
All right, so right off the bat with you, I feel like I'm supposed to tell you surrender. Because I feel like to some degree here, like the doubt or the secondhand, the doubt within your mind, you know what I mean? Like, wow, am I going to make this? Am I not going to make this? Like, I'm supposed to tell you, like, surrender it, you know, surrender it. I do feel like it's weird. I kind of feel like you're going to make it with this job, but there's something else involved here. So either, like, I know you're going through training right now, but, like, I feel like there's another position that's going to be offered to you inside this job, or there's something around that something else is going to be kind of born in this job. So meaning, like, what you are training for right now, you might not actually do. They actually might move you, or there might be something better that comes along within this company here. But that's what I'm supposed to tell you, like, surrender, literally. Like, allow this to play out. Allow this kind of divine timing to play out, because that's what needs to. And I think that's when you're going to see, like, this play out here in some way. But you got to, like, really let go of this whole, you know, kind of back and forth type of thing within your own mind here, like second doubting it, that kind of a thing. So again, I want to say surrender, allow this to take hold, but I feel like something new or something different with this company could transpire.
And it'll be with the same company, and I'll keep my employment with this same company for at least
Yeah, that's the way that I'm getting it. I don't feel like you're switching companies. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they're going to move you, or they're going to change you there in some sense. You know what I mean? But this is interesting. Everything is going to kind of go in the way that it needs to go. But I actually feel like, you know, like, I almost feel like the Wheel of Fortune. So I feel like good luck is in your favor here. And that's why I'm saying surrender, because, you know, just trust in spirit. You've been praying a lot too. What's the deal with Mary?
Oh,
who's Mary?
Every day.
Do you pray to Mary?
Well, I pray to Jesus and God.
Okay.
I can pray to Mary.
Okay. Do you pray to Mary, though, or that's weird? Because I'm like,
I haven't. Can certainly start.
Oh, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you've been praying to Jesus every day, that's fine. I have this like really weird connection with Mother Mary, right? And so literally, I just hear her name, and I feel like you've been praying to the divine. So praying to her, praying to Jesus. If you've been praying to Jesus every day, that's one of the same to me. So that's why I would pick it up through her. But I literally feel like I'm supposed to tell you, like, they hear your prayers, or the divine hears your prayers there, and like everything is going in the way that it's supposed to go. Everything is coming what you're asking for. You just have to let it go and let it be. Even through the tough times right now, it's going to turn out better than what you expected, but you just have to just surrender it and allow things to take hold, because they're going to move you forward. And like I said, it's like good luck is in your corner here, you know, destiny. This is some sort of destined thing for you here. And I feel like stop worrying about finances, because I feel like within a year you're out of the hole that you're in.
Wonderful. You know what? I think you're amazing, because what you might be picking up is that I really started about 7 months ago, and then Americans with Disabilities Act situation came up with my hearing, and they have worked with me. They even purchased a new headset for me, but now I'm going through retraining, and my current supervisor says he doesn't have a spot for me. But I'm still going to report to him. So when my training is complete in about a month, am I going to be switched to a lady supervisor?
Oh, that's funny. That is so interesting that you just brought up that. Because I felt the female. Like, I don't know why I was supposed to say female to you before. So, yes, I feel like you will have a female that comes in. And it's different. Like, it's a different feeling than what you're experiencing now or who you're working with. Because I feel like this person's really going to be able to help you in some way.
Okay. So it won't be Paula. Will it be Peggy? Or somebody.
I don't feel Peggy. Doesn't feel right to me, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to say it's Peggy, but I know that there's a female that's going to come in and work with you to help you and be better suited for your situation.
Is she going to be supportive and kind?
Yes, that's what I mean. What I'm saying, like, better for your situation, the person is way better than what you've been dealing with in some way.
You know what? I'm way overdue for some good,
I get, like, you're some good juju, right? That's why I'm saying, it's funny, because that's why I said, like, good luck is, like, finally in your corner here. You know what I mean? Like, the wheel of fortune is finally moving into your way. So I find it interesting. It's funny, because sometimes I see, like, tarot cards in my mind, and that's what I keep seeing. So that's why I want to tell you, like, you know, the wheel of fortune, good luck, spiritual destiny in some way is finally going to be in your corner here. But, like, that, and then that's why I said to you earlier about this whole prayer thing. Like, they've heard you, they're working on it, but you just surrender to this, and it's coming, don't worry.
And I'll keep this employment with this company for a good 2 years.
Yeah, because I felt like there was something else that was going to change inside the company.
You know what you might be picking up? They're probably concerned about me hearing my callers. I think I'll be able to with the new headset, but maybe they'll switch me to the eligibility department or something like that, which would be nice.
Yes,
just
and that's what I'm
just
saying. There's something inside the company that they're going to switch you, but it's also, don't fight it because it's better suited for you. Trust me.
Okay. Well, when do you see that change? Will it be, because I exit the training in a month, how quickly would they change me to this other job? Because normally you cannot transfer for a good year if it's the same department, or at least 6 months, but maybe because of my ADA, they might accommodate me and switch me to another place.
Yeah, hold on, just tune in for you. I feel like within 6 months.
Okay.
So just trust that your prayers are being answered, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, and I like that Wheel of Fortune card.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing in my mind. So no worries.
Thank you,
God
Wendy.
Bless you both. God bless you. Thank you.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Night. Thanks, Wendy.
You too. Have a beautiful evening.
You too.
So thank you so much for coming tonight, Anthony.
Yes,
it was
you.
So much fun. It's always fun with you here. And I know everybody was so excited. And so, yeah, eventually we'll have you back again. And so, you know, I know how busy you are. So it's...
Yeah, no, I'll come
I
back.
Tried.
I like coming back. I always like to come back and get on here and do some reads.
Yeah, and the other thing that I didn't bring up is Anthony has his own radio show, guys. It's on Blog Talk, and get your pins ready. It's Evolving Soul Radio. It's on Blog Talk. It's on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And
I switched
so
it.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh,
I switched
you
it.
Did.
Yeah,
what did you switch it to?
My Pat Longo's still on Thursdays, whatever her Thursday is. Mine's on Mondays at noon now, Eastern Standard
Monday
Time.
At noon. Okay, I'm
glad
I.
My nights have been like, just. That's why I couldn't do it for a while, because my nights have just been great. Like, I just. You know, driving here or there, group readings or whatever. So I do it Monday at noon now, Eastern Standard Time. It's Evolving Soul right here on Blog Talk. I've been trying to do it every week, but really it's becoming, it looks like it's every other week. So I have a show next Monday. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, again, thank you. And thank you for staying overtime for us.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a great night.
You too.
We'll talk
bye, everyone.
To you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I just love Anthony. He's, like, amazing. But, you know, I'm just going to go through real quick. Next week we have Sarah Brink. We have Kay Fulstrom, psychic medium, coming up. We have Colby Rebel coming up. We have Leanne Thomas. We have Marianne DeMarco. And we have MC coming back to visit with us again. That's all coming up in the future, so stay tuned to Keeping It Real with Cindy, or go over to my Facebook wall and you can find all my shows at the top there. But thank you guys so much for coming. You know, I say it every time and I'll say it today just the same. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. And so I appreciate you more than you know. I'm going to play, to end this show tonight, I'm going to play My Immortal. So we'll see you all next week. Same time, same place. Have a great night.